Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our second special session. Today's date's November 14, 2024, and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Big Horse, could you please take care of our prayer today? Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Our next agenda item is the executive message. Assistant Principal Chief Walker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The chief had a longstanding obligation, so he's unable to be here this morning or tomorrow. While I'm thinking about it, I'm sure everyone knows, but Monday we do have a fee to trust signing. So I kind of doubt we'll get through 25 pieces of legislation or 25 bills in one resolution during that time. Our staff put together a summary sheet. It's pretty lengthy. I'm not going to read it all, but I do feel compelled to go over it. They did spend a lot of time on it. We'll start with, I also wanted to say that I don't want to stand up here and say a lot of this is formalities and we need to go through stuff, kind of a business, take care of some business, clean up some things. Start with the federal grants, non-tribal funds. There's an EPA Clean Water Act 106, that's going to be administered by the Department of Natural Resources. If you guys don't have this, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that you get it. Also, there's a HUD VASH $23,000 request that's going to be administered by housing. Also, Native American Library Enhancement Services Grant, and going to be administered by child care. It's a $116,000 request. First Nation Development Institute, it's a $200,000 request, also administered by the Department of Natural Resources. There's a Higher Pathways, that's going to be administered through the Education Department. That's a $4,000 request. There's a child support enforcement that's going to be obviously administered by child support. Request is $14,104. Again, a lot of these are going to be supplementals or additions to previously passed legislation during the budgeting session. There was a Solutions Journalism Network, which is Climate Beacons News Initiative, administered by the Osage News. That requested amount is $20,000. Tribal Homeland Security Grant Program, that will be administered by law enforcement in the amount of $65,000. There is an orphan well program request of $1 million that will be administered by the Department of Natural Resources. Anticipate there could be a little bit of discussion regarding that one. There's also another one that's being administered for the orphan well program for tribal implementation, and that's also administered by the Department of Natural Resources. That award amount is $10,059,548. There is a LIHEAP award with a whopping request of $6, and that's administered through financial assistance. Community Services Block Grant, CSBG, financial assistance will be administering that $308 appropriation request. It does say here that the total amount award is $51,390. We will have staff available that's going to be able to go into much more detail and explain these a lot better than I am. I'm just trying to hit the high points. Those are the non-tribal requests. Next, there's one self-governance request, and that is an adjustment to our MIFA through the BIA. That amount is $67,000. Briefly, that's a one-time funding amount of $52,000 to purchase a fire prevention vehicle and $15,000 to purchase personal protective equipment, totaling $67,000, again, for wildland fire. And I really kind of think the main reason that we felt compelled to get here as early as we have lots of budget amendments, and we want to make sure that we don't send any money back to the feds. So, not going to stand up here and say that there's not any new projects, but there are some adjustments that are necessary to make sure that we get all the money spent. I have an amount requested for judicial building of $1,612,243. An ARPA administration amount requested of $519,032. Do you think that is that's a revision to the initial request? Hominy Senior Housing Complex, amount requested of $3,625,627. I think that's more of an adjustment of being able to use ARPA funds in lieu of tribal funds. And again, if I said that wrong, then I apologize. I've got this paper over the microphone. I hope you guys can hear me okay. There's an amount for harvest land of $1,923,404. And the way I read it is the $909,000 is requested to be struck from the Department of Natural Resources harvest land and then be returned to the general fund. Again, moving ARPA funds and making sure that we get these programs funded and utilize the ARPA funds to the best of our ability. Burial assistance, there's an amount requested for $1 million. Says here, details, this funding will require an interagency agreement. Funds will be used on an as-needed basis for fiscal year 2026. There's a $221,000 request for broadband. This is forecasted operation budget for fiscal year 2025 and fiscal year 2026. There's another ARPA request for the visitor center in the amount of $216,183. Hominy Senior Housing, ARPA revenue in the amount of $137,500. Again, those are forecasted to be budgeted in 2025 and 2026. Also, will require an interagency agreement. Gray Horse Rural Water, amount requested is $770,286. There's some more details that will be discussed in committee, and I'm not going to go into those. I think there's a shortage. I'm sure Congresswoman Lemon, it's kind of one of her babies anyway, or near and dear to your heart. There's an amount for additional funding for roof out at MidCon in the amount of $192,691. Request for WELA in the amount of $400,000. Fairfax Senior Housing, again out of ARPA revenue, the amount of $138,000. Those will be 2025 and 2026 budget items. As far as tribal requests, there's an amount for $40,000 for tribal housing, and that is for additional funds to help Barnstall tornado victims. Financial assistance, there's an amount for $98,795. And there's three or four things that I'm not going to read, but those get into like the 477 plan, CRM, FTANF. Don't ask me what all of those acronyms stand for, but we'll get into that later with our staff. White Hare Memorial Museum. Everyone's familiar. We've taken over administrative control to some extent with the Oklahoma Historical Society involved. There's an amount requested for $74,000. Restricted property request, $225,000. That, I think, was, I hate to use the word mistake, but there was a miscalculation there. So that is a request to correct that. And if I said that wrong, I'm sure Casey will tell you otherwise. This is kind of the big one, the Pawhuska Sewer Project, the amount of $4,115,200. Best way I understand that one is that is going to be actually funded ultimately by IHS. So this is a way to move it over into tribal funds and ultimately use IHS funds to pay for it. Have one IDC budget amendment, and that's for procurement. Amount requested is $165,133. That concludes my report. And if you guys haven't gotten this, I will forward it to the clerk and the speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. We would appreciate that document and look forward to it. Our next agenda item is the legislative message. Give me just a moment, please. Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, and those present in the chambers, and also those listening, good morning. At the opening of the second special session of the 9th Osage Nation Congress, we, as stated by Assistant Principal Chief, have about 26 new pieces of legislation, and there is also one previous bill that will be considered ONCA 2484, and this is so far. The majority of the legislation that will be considered during the special session will address the ARPA funds. We are all very aware of the upcoming deadlines that are looming about us. We know that the funds must be obligated by December 31st, 2024, which is 47 days from today. I would like to commend the executive branch, Treasury, and this body for working together with GO to ensure that our ARPA funds are used in a meaningful way, and yes, that we do not have to send any of those funds back. I'm confident this body will move through this hefty agenda efficiently, while at the same time giving each topic the time necessary for us to make good decisions. Thank you to our staff and my colleagues for the preparation leading up to this special session, and I hope we have a good day. Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to move to amend the second special session proclamation to replace ONCA 2384 amendments with ONCA 2470 amendments.
Second. Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Our next agenda item is introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief Walker and my colleagues and all those listening. I'm reading in ONCA 2501, which is an act to amend the liquor control ordinance to increase the tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues and Assistant Chief Walker. I'll be reading in ONCA 25-02, an act to amend ONCA 22-75 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village in the amount of $113,034 and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker, may I continue?
Yes, you may, please.
Thank you. I'll be reading in ONCA 25-03, an act to amend ONCA 22-63 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to financial assistance services for the summer youth and workforce development programs in the amount of $313 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 25-04, an act to amend ONCA 22-17 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $192,691 to the executive branch in the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 25-05, an act to amend ONCA 21-52 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for direct assistance payments in the amount of $91,314 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 25-06, an act to provide appropriations to the executive branch pursuant to interagency agreements for American Rescue Plan Act ARPA operations in the amount of $8,435,769 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Rivard, I apologize.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 2507, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $67,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Now, Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues, guests. I'm reading in ONCA 25-09, an act to amend ONCA 21-59 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for water and sewer repairs and improvements to the Hominy Indian Village and the Hominy community in the amount of $2,785,000. And to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lynn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you again, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2510, an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide supplemental appropriations, appropriation repeals, and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $2,061,601 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes.
Reading ONCA 2511, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $11,667,708 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 2512, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide an appropriation, to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $302 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. I'm going to read in ONCA 2514, an act to amend ONCA 2169, increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan funds to administration in the amount of $519,032 and to establish an alternate effective date. Continue. Next would be ONCA 2515, an act to amend ONCA 2151 to increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for Hominy Senior Housing in the amount of $3,625,627 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next would be ONCA 2516, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch in the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid, relief, and economic securities. Act projects by the amount of $25,432 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next would be ONCA 2517, an act to amend ONCA 2156 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for repairs and improvements to the Gray Horse Rural Water District in the amount of $777,286 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next would be ONCA 2518, an act to amend ONCA 2180 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems in the amount of $190,003 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 2519, an act to amend ONCA 22-109 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats for flooring improvements in the amount of $12,020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next would be ONCA 2520. An act to amend ONCA 2262 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the burial assistance program in the amount of $1 million and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you again, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 25-24, an act to amend ONCA 22-15 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture Departments in the amount of $269,208 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 25-25, an act to amend ONCA 22-81 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village in the amount of $454,362 and to establish an alternate effective date. And my last bill is Owen, to read in, is ONCA 25-26, an act to amend ONCA 21-75 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation in the amount of $221,578 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Finally, reading ONCR 2501, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2025 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Thank you, Speaker.
We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd just like to say that I have noticed all of you in a timely way. I attach the support documents that go with it. We have the chairman of the Minerals Council here today. It was at the request that we take a look at this and start getting some of this put into code. Instead of waiting till hunk of session, I believe they have work they need to do between now and then. So, thank you.
Any additional discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. So as stated, we do have many pieces of legislation. The majority of them will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Now, because of the number, I'm going to state the two that will be going to a different committee than Appropriations. ONCA 2501 will be assigned to the CGL, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. ONCA 2521 will be assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. I apologize, it has not been read in yet, so please disregard that. We will sign it once it's been read in. And the remainder of the legislation will be assigned to appropriations. So ONCA 2502, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, 09, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24, 25, 26, and ONCR 2501. We're still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Appropriations will be meeting today, immediately following session until 5 p.m. Clerk, how long do you think you'll need?
15 minutes.
Okay, and is there, Congresswoman Whitehorn, will that be enough time?
Yes, whatever you're going to visit today, I'd just like to request the sponsors to supply the support document that goes with their bill, so we're not scrambling around trying to figure out which support document goes with which bill. So that's my request, that so we can all have the same information in front of us, is that the sponsor provide the support documents that go with each individual bill before we sit down to the committee table. So however long that takes,
Okay, I will not be, the support docs have been receipted in by the clerk, and we've all received them.
Of course.
And so then I think for you to get prepared, then I don't mind going and maybe until maybe 10:50, give you 20 minutes to get your support docs.
Right, just I'm just going to ask the sponsor to provide me the location number. So that
okay, the clerks have those as well. I can help you if you need help, but
not that I need help. It's just that we need to know which documents go with which bill, and
okay,
that hasn't been provided yet.
Clerk, so I'll give you. Let's do 10:50 if that's okay, Speaker. Okay.
Thank you. It looks like we are now on adjournment.
So moved. Till tomorrow morning. Adjourn till tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. We are adjourned. Thank you.